Hey, if you speak the truth, you ain't gotta argue the truth. Cause God don't really need a military. Microphone check 212. Freestyling this thing, what we gon' do? A 1-2-1-2. Microphone check, baby, what we gon' do? I'm back on it. Hey, you can listen to us in the back, homie. While your boy driving you up in a car, when you go shopping at that new mall, walking the boulevard with your dogs and them. And if you got opinion, please just call it in. I'm here for you. It's Can I Listen? And it's my road to message, but I gotta listen before I speak. Yeah, you gotta listen before I leak. You can feel it dripping. Hey, and then the rain hits your soul. That's your heart. That's the soil. Yeah, let it go. Then the sun comes out. All of a sudden, you grow. That's what we doing here, putting the light on the dark situation. But if you a star in a dark situation, just keep on twinkling. Cause guess what? Can't nobody out twinkle you. Cause can't nobody out twinkle you.
Hey, so let me tell you guys my story, man, and my life. I hadn't had the privilege and the opportunity to lose too many people that was like super duper close to me, but the people that I did lose, my uncle Chris, and my grandmother, those were two people that were like real close to me. But I want to tell you about my uncle Chris. My uncle Chris, man, was, man, something about that dude is just different. You know what I mean? Like, he lights up the room type of dude. And so when I was young, so I think we lost him when I was in the 10th grade. So I think I was maybe around like 15 years old. He got in a car, like a motorcycle accident, going too fast around a curb. He flipped off his bike, flipped in a ditch. They cut his leg, tried to cut his leg off. Or I was attempting to cut his leg off, but he lost his life before they even got to that point. But I just want to tell you about, like, you know, a little background about him. You know, the guy was one hell of a barber, right? He would cut everybody's hair in the hood. Like, they would be coming from all over the place for him to cut their hair. And one of the things that I loved about him and that inspired me a lot is he never took sides with people. And what I mean by that is if you guys don't know about gang culture, of course, you have blue and red and you have Bloods and Crips. Where he was located, there was a lot of vice lords and a lot of gangster disciples, which is a little bit different, but, you know, it's kind of like Bloods and Crips. They didn't get along. But what happened was, is like he got along with both of them. He got along with both of them. And when I looked at him, I was like, yo, bro, he's like the Nipsey Hussle of that time of my life. You know what I'm saying? On a smaller scale. In Mississippi, Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And because he was able to get along with two people or two entities or two organizations that were against each other, he had the possibility and the privilege to possibly like get these guys on truce treaty type terms and not be battling out with each other. And you know, he had a lot of things that he had on the plate that he left on the table. You know, he had a son, wasn't able to raise him. He also had, like, you know, aspirations to have his own barbershop. You know, and the girl that he was dating, Sheila, at the time, he dated Sheila a while back, but like when he was dating one young lady, but not the second girlfriend he had before he passed, she wound up opening her own salon. You know what I'm saying? And if those two guys would have stayed, if them two would have stayed together, man, he would have been cutting hair and she would have been doing hair. And but the thing is she let his life inspire her to do just that. And you know, it's one of those things that happened with me as well. Like, you know, like my uncle, man, my uncle was a beast when it comes to rapping, and like real genuine and authentic. You know what I mean? Like, he might not been like a super lyricist, but like, man, my uncle Larry, which is Chris's brother, And you know, he always aspired to do music at one point, and then he started having kids, and that didn't happen. And he kind of like tasked me to like write a lyric, lyrics to a song called Ball and Chain. And I think I was probably like maybe like 14 at the time, like maybe 14, probably 14 or 15 around that time. And he was like, "Yo, I need you to write this song." And I was like, "All right, cool." So, you know, I go to writing a song. And then, like, I'm like, "All right, cool." So I got the song and I went back to him and I was like, "Yo, this is it right here." And he said ball and chain. I thought he said balling and change. like balling and change, like with real change. You know, like I say, you know, make sense so you can make change. Like that kind of change. Crazy. But anyways, that's what inspired me to start doing music and start, not just start, but just like start writing like raps and writing lyrics and stuff like that instead of just doing poetry. And, you know, when I seen that he wasn't able to do it, it inspired me. Like when that died in his life, it inspired me to push that to another limit and try to bring that up to the forefront and record. You know what I mean? And one of the things that, When I got in the Navy, I was like, "Yo, I'm still gonna keep doing this," you know. So I kept writing, and you know, 5 years removed from that time when he told me to write my first song, I wound up graduating, going to Japan, and then that's where I wrote my first album, and then I recorded my first album. And it took me like 2 years, 2 to 3 years to find a studio. But I remember when I was 15, you know, because I think I recorded the first album around like 18 or 19. When I was 15, my uncle and I would go to Mississippi all the time. Be like, "Yo, I'm going to take you to the studio and we're going to record this song and bam, 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 bam." And I would get all excited and I would get to Mississippi and it would never happen. And it wasn't because just him, but like, you know, like sometimes people, you think that you have a relationship with some people and they really don't have it. So he wasn't able to pull through on what he was promised, right? Like other people was like, "Yo, we're gonna record and da da da," and then when it's time to do it, then they just kind of like fault on him. You know what I'm saying? So it really wasn't his fault. But that desire and that want to record and do these things, like that led to me even doing a podcast, because I learned how to record my own stuff, learn how to do my own audio, learn how to mix and master, and well, master a little bit. You know, I can mix a little bit too, but I'm not a beast or nothing like that. But I can get something to sound decent, right? And that's why I'm here. You know what I mean? Because of the quest to like, yo, record myself, and the quest to have something that sounds good and something that people want to hear and listen to and not sound like some tape that you just did in the attic with like, you know, crates on the wall and stuff like that. But like I said, that's why we're here. But then once I finally record that album in Japan, it was like a 12 song album, right? I recorded in 3 days because I was so anxious, and I used to practice and rehearse over and over and over and over just to get the songs right. And I did the song and I did the album in 3 days, and then I started selling it while I was in Sasebo, Japan, and that's where my music career started. You know what I'm saying? That's where it all started. So the thing is, man, like, things don't have to, a person doesn't have to die for you to be inspired, but something can die in someone else for you to be inspired, and they can still be alive. And this goes back to the whole analogy or the metaphor that I was using, where carbon and nitrogen, like the dead leaf and the leaf that's alive, which is the green one, right? Or the leftover lettuce that's still green and got a little brown on it, or, you know, a little mushy on it. You can still use that no matter what. You can still use it. So if things died in your father and your parents and your uncles and your cousins and they don't want to do it anymore, let that inspire you to not have something that you don't do in your life that you're designed to do. Hey, this is your man Mo with a message, man. This is Can I Listen? And yes, you can. Every day is a good day. We just got to find out what's good in it. I hope I made sense so we can make change. This is your boy. We out of here. Gone.
Baby.
Listen to me. Listen. Yo, what's happening? This is your man, Monroe the Message. This is Can I Listen?
Yes, you can.